Hello again. The headlines on Al Jazeera. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of blowing up a major dam in the Kherson region. Towns in the Russian-controlled territory have been inundated and thousands of people have been evacuated. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says damage to the dam is a direct consequence of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We have all seen the tragic images coming out today of the monumental humanitarian, economic and ecological catastrophe in the Kherson region of Ukraine. The United Nations has no access to independent information on the circumstances that led to the destruction of the Kakhovka in the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant dam. But one thing is clear. This is another devastating consequence of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
The Canadian province of Quebec has become the new epicenter of wildfires, which have devastated the country for weeks. Health alerts have extended into the United States. The smoke from the fires have turned the sky red in New York City. At least four people have died in Haiti after a magnitude 4.9 earthquake hit a remote region of the country. The earthquake struck only days after floods killed 42 people. Weak infrastructure has left the nation vulnerable to natural disasters. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as part of his three-day visit to Saudi Arabia. The U.S. State Department says the two held a wide-ranging, open and candid discussion. It included talks on ending the war in Yemen and human rights. Iran has reopened its embassy in Saudi Arabia after 7 years. The move comes after a deal brokered by China to reestablish diplomatic ties between the two countries. Saudi Arabia is also set to reopen its embassy in Tehran, although no official date has been set.